Juneau Republican Scott Fitzgerald takes over one of the most powerful positions in state government from Democrat Russ Decker, who lost both his majority and his own Senate seat in Tuesday's election. Republicans flipped four seats in total to give Fitzgerald a 19-14 majority. He told his GOP colleagues that's a huge responsibility.
You know, I don't know that we necessarily got a mandate, but I think what we can certainly assume today is that the people certainly were upset with the overreach that they saw not only in Madison, but I think in Washington, D.C. So that doesn't necessarily mean they're enamored with the Republican Party, but they certainly have been willing to give us another shot at it.
Fitzgerald's take on the election was almost identical to that of his brother, Representative Jeff Fitzgerald, who will likely be elected Assembly Speaker next week. Republican Governor-elect Scott Walker has been more comfortable calling the election a mandate. And while he didn't use that word yesterday, when Walker addressed the new Senate Republican majority, he did speak in big terms, especially when talking about the state budget.
We have an opportunity to do things that we probably have never had an opportunity, at least for any of us in elected office, to even consider doing to really correct the direction of the state government and in turn help the people of this state.
Senate Republicans also elected veteran Senator Mike Ellis of Neenah as the new Senate president. One of the next orders of business for Fitzgerald and the rest of his members will be to decide who co-chairs the legislature's powerful budget committee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.